most manufacturers do what they can in the circuits of their receivers to limit the effect of multipath. For example, once a receiver's got lock on the signal, it can, of course, compare the expected chip lengths of the signal that it's receiving. And if the multipath delay is more than one chip, it's relatively easier to remove those delays that are less or more troublesome. And of course, the reflected signal from a GPS satellite is a little bit weaker and has more diffusion than a direct signal. And so that's another clue. And yet another is the fact that the GPS signal is right-hand circular polarized. It actually rotates in a right-hand fashion. And of course, like, as I say here, like a billiard ball hitting a cushion in a game, it goes from rotating to the right to rotating to the left. And this is exactly what happens with the GPS signal. And this is one way that software can be built to reject the signal that is rotating incorrectly. Now, of course, there's no guarantee that the bounce in the signal is going to be just one reflection. It can be more than one. Nevertheless, it's a helpful aspect.